Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the Eagles Update. The Eagles made 9 transactions in order to get to the league-mandated 53-player limit before Saturday's 6 p.m. deadline. Here's a look at the 9 players released. General Manager Howie Roseman discussed some of the tough decisions that the team had to make.
We're starting new here. We have a new head coach, new football team. It's really a start of hopefully something great for us, and we're trying to build something. And we just thought the timing was right to move on, not only for us, but also for Danny. You know, I think there are a lot of factors when you look at it, and we had those conversations with Danny today, but the most important thing is for him to have a chance to have the kind of career he was hoping for. We thought it was time for him to get a change of scenery. Well, we're trying to find guys with different skill sets, and Clay's got obviously speed, athletic ability, and catch the football. We felt like we had some tight ends here that could do that as well, so we were looking for some versatility when we were looking at the back of the roster, and so that was obviously a tough decision for us, but again, wish him well as he goes about his career in the NFL. Can you talk about some of those guys that we had on our roster, guys that we think can play in the NFL? And obviously, it was a fluid process with our roster. We're out there right now looking at players through the waiver wire. We're going to continue to evolve and look at the back end of our roster. But you talk about some of the guys that we kept here, and we're excited about what they can do for our football team as well.
While the opportunity ended for some players today, there are some remarkable stories of those who overcame long odds. 3 undrafted free agents, linebacker Jake Knott, offensive tackle Matt Tobin, and defensive lineman Damian Square, all made the 53-man roster.
Square playing the technique, you know, playing at Alabama high level, winning 2 national championships, a violent physical player. Very fortunate to get him. We had him rated higher, had some durability concerns. That's probably why he fell out of the draft, probably the same reason Jake Knott fell out of the draft. But once he got here, it didn't take long for us to see what kind of player he is, and really excited to have him on this football team. Jake Knott talked about the same sort of thing. We saw in minicamp how instinctive he was, athletic, smart, tough football player. Another guy probably should have been drafted. We feel very fortunate to have him here. And then you talk about Tobin, Iowa, offensive lineman. You know, they get schooled very well. He's 6'6". He runs really well. He can play multiple positions on the offensive line, continue to get stronger in the weight room. So all those guys we're excited to have. They did a great job.
Roseman's work is far from done, as the Eagles can begin to claim players tomorrow and add them to the roster, and also begin to assemble practice squads. Roseman detailed how the Eagles have prepared for the next wave of transactions.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, really, Chris. We've gone through all the preseason games. We set up a draft board just like it's the draft, and we have tiers and we have rounds, and we separate that into waiver claims and practice squad guys, and we'll continue to use that board throughout the season as we evaluate players, as we have injuries, as we're looking for depth purposes. And I'm really excited about the way our personnel department works together. I think we got a really good group of people, and we'll find some good players.
Reporting from the NovaCare Complex in South Philadelphia, I'm Chris McPherson for the Eagles Update. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Have a good night, Eagles fans.